So at the natural level, there are three things. At the natural level, the natural man believes that it is a self, an autonomous, independent self. For the natural man, it's a no-brainer. That's what it is. It believes that wholeheartedly. There's no question. At the spiritual level, there's intellectually, there's knowledge that we are not an independent, autonomous self, that our life flows in, and that the Lord is the only self, and that our self is an appearance. At a celestial level, it's a no-brainer that the Lord alone has life, and that myself is nothing but evil and falsity in itself, and that the sense of self that I have is the Lord in me, not myself. So the celestial level, there is no temptation because there's nothing for it to attach itself to. Spiritual temptation always is tied back to the struggle and the tension between believing we are a self, believing the appearance that we are a self, and acknowledging from the word that we are not a self. All spiritual temptation falls into that realm in some form or another. The thing about spiritual temptation is that I came across a number the other day, and it said that the spiritual man always conquers. So if you're led into that level of temptation, it's the Lord who's doing the fighting, and victory will be had. It's just a battle, you know. Okay. At the natural level, the natural man never ever enters into spiritual temptation. What the natural man is dealing with is behavioral modification or thought modification or trying to make himself, herself feel better about themselves. Because at that level, it believes it is a self. So there's not much hope in there of actually getting free, because what happens is that what dominates at the civil and moral life level in religion is the idea of self-improvement. Well, you've got to have a self to improve to begin with. So you're in a bit of a bind, because the self you're trying to improve isn't actually what you think it is. And so what happens is that you go through a process of being built up and then blowing it in some way and coming down again. And so you just go through this cycle all the time. But, you know, that's part of the Lord's mercy at work, because, you know, you can only bang your head against that brick wall for so long before you begin to think, okay, this ain't working. There's got to be another way. And at that point, you begin to, you know, the shift begins to happen in the sense that my sense of self is an appearance. It is given by the Lord. Now, you never, ever lose that. But the sense of self that the spiritual man has versus what the celestial man has versus what the natural man has, you know, they are discrete degrees of experience, and they are nothing like each other. There's no way that when we're in that natural self that we can really have any idea about what being in a spiritual self is like. Hence the need to take up the cross, right? Because the self that you're given at the natural level, you are given that self so that you can lay it down from an understanding of spiritual truths. That is what has to be laid down. You can't lay down a self without first being given one. And that is the death to self that has to occur. Now, you know, the irony is that that self is actually death. So what we're asked to give up is death, but because we're stuck in it and we've defined our lives at that level for so long, we can't imagine what lies beyond it.